On December 30th, 2012, 60 compañeras and compañeros from all across southern Spain met in the town of Morón de la Frontera to demonstrate outside the mega jail on the outskirts of town. Built in 2008, at the height of the financial crisis, the jail holds about 1,500 prisoners and forms part of the repressive apparatus of the Spanish state, which in recent years has been granted the honor of having the highest incarceration rate in Europe. We marched up a hill covered with olive trees that overlooked the prison and unfurled massive banners reading, "Prison is torture" and "Freedom for prisoners." One was so big, three people had to brace themselves against it to hold it up in the wind. Several of the demonstrators used a metal tube to shoot off rockets from behind the banner, and the explosions reverberated off the concrete walls of the cell blocks as if the entire world were shaking. What follows is a translation of the communique that was written for the demo. Flyers with the text were distributed to visitors at the jail and left under the windshield wipers of the cars in the parking lot. Third march to the mega jail of Morón. For the third year in a row, we returned to the extermination camp of Sevilla II outside the town of Morón de la Frontera, where more than 25 prisoners have already died since the jail was inaugurated less than 4 years ago. Incarcerated here are two compañeros who are participating in the struggle against torture and maltreatment in prison, a campaign that's been underway now for over a year, and in which 70 prisoners are involved in various jails across the country. They fast on the first day of every month and send letters of protest and confrontation to the institutions responsible for the situation of systematic torture. Prison is torture, and not just in a physical sense. Separation, degrading treatment towards families, isolation, fraudulent life sentences, psychological harassment, lack of medical treatment, all of these are also torture. We see the marches of the last 2 years as very positive because of the psychological support that it means for the prisoners, which they have described to us in their recent letters. We shatter the isolation so they can hear us from every wing of the prison. We use large banners so they can see our messages, and we make the maximum noise possible to put an end to the silence that, day after day, keeps 80,000 people locked up and enclosed across the Spanish state for not fitting into the established system, in which the unjust distribution of wealth generates mass poverty and condemns the poor to being jail fodder by means of a criminal justice system that only benefits the ruling classes. The criminal justice system is nothing more than the most evident aspect of a totalitarian regime of domination and exploitation, state and capital, that concerns all of us. We live in a prison society in which the prison that receives this name is little more than the first degree, such that supporting the struggles of prisoners is simply one aspect of solidarity among the oppressed to defend themselves from oppression, an indispensable element for forging resistance against domination. For Radio Autonomía, this is DJ Plebe reporting from Spain.